This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News. Joining us now is the new chancellor of SUNY, Jim Mylotras. To begin with, congratulations. How's the job going so far?
Thanks, Ian. I really appreciate it. It's going great so far. My official first day is not until Monday, August 31st, but I've been active already on the job, which I'm loving. I've been to four campuses so far, and I've rolled up my sleeves, and I've been digging right in, and I've really been enjoying it.
What's the number one thing that surprised you about the responsibility so far?
That there's a lot of them, Ian. It's a tremendous job with a lot of responsibilities. I think given the COVID pandemic, it's only increased the worries that a chancellor would have. So we've been spending a lot of our time, of course, on getting our students back to school safely. So that's been a lot of our attention. But there's a lot of responsibilities, but they're awesome and cool because the result usually is students graduating and, you know, being successful in life. So the outcome's always good. The work is worth it for sure.
So as we speak, SUNY has just announced a new testing protocol for SUNY Oneonta, where there's been, in the early days of the semester, an outbreak of cases. Can you outline what you're doing about that specifically?
Yeah, thanks, Ian. I mean, the real issue is we want to make sure our campuses reopen safely, and that's one of my major focus during these early stages of my chancellorship. And more than just making sure we can open safely, if there are emerging problems, we're going to be very aggressive in handling that situation. And this is one of those situations. Right now in Oneonta, there are about 20 cases that we found, and we're not going to wait. We're working with SUNY Upstate Medical. We're working with the president of SUNY Oneonta, President Morris, who's been really involved with us. We're working with the local community, including the mayor of Oneonta, Gary Herzig. And we've developed a quick action plan. And we deployed personnel from Upstate Medical, and we deployed personnel from SUNY System Administration, from our health department, to go set up and get a sense of what's going on. And we're going to do that by testing this weekend 3,000 of the students who are on campus, our residential students on the campus. We want to see if this is bigger than just the 20 cases. We want to see, working with the local contact tracers to the local health department, whether it's something bigger, and then we'll take immediate actions as needed. What we're finding in our preliminary investigations are they are a result, some of the positive cases, from students who are gathering in large numbers for parties, and that's been something I've been hyper-focused on as well, because we want to make sure our students have an enjoyable time on the campus, but these are uncertain times. These are extraordinary times, and I know that it could be difficult, but those types of gatherings are prohibited on our campuses this year, and they're prohibited off campus as a matter of our code of conduct on many of our campuses. And we don't want to ruin it for the majority of our students who are doing the right thing. They're wearing their masks, they're not doing big gatherings, they're complying with the guidance because they want to finish some of their studies, many of our seniors, on their campuses. They don't want to be remote. So we want to do everything in our power to keep our students on campus and safe. We want to highlight to the majority of our communities, to our communities out there, that all of our students and our faculty and staff are mostly doing the right thing. There are a handful of our folks that still need to understand how important it is that their individual actions are having broader impacts on their entire college community, and it impacts a lot more people than just themselves. And we're going to keep focusing on campuses to make sure if there's extra support and help that our SUNY campuses need, like Oneonta, we're going to go there immediately. We're one SUNY family. We're going to harness all the firepower of SUNY. That's why our Upstate Medical personnel are there today. That's why our SUNY System Administration personnel are there today. That's why we've deployed pool testing to test all 3,000 of the students that are actually on campus or commuting to their campus. And by the way, we're using SUNY Upstate Medical technology and testing capability, which is all in-house, which I really enjoy too. This is all a SUNY reaction. And I know if another campus would need it, SUNY Oneonta would help that campus. And in this case, SUNY Oneonta needs a little help. And we think we can sort of nip this problem in the bud early before it becomes too big.
Just to clarify, you said there's 20 cases. Is that 20 students or a mix of students and faculty?
Right now, these are students. It's a 20. There are 20 students.
Okay, and you said that you're ready to deploy a similar operation to other campuses that might need it, but I imagine there's not capacity to do 64 at once. So is this a bit of whack-a-mole that you're going to be playing? Because presumably students are partying at other campuses and gathering at other campuses here as school begins again.
I will say this, Ian. And I've visited several campuses already. Most of the students and most of the plans have most of the students have been complying really well with the guidance offered and what the campus plans are. Our campus plans are being implemented really well. Our presidents are on top of this. Their staffs are on top of this. I think in many cases, there are not going to be many issues. If there are issues, though, like parties in Oneonta, we had a similar issue at SUNY Plattsburgh, and the president at SUNY Plattsburgh, President Anyeti, one of our new presidents, acted immediately. And really,
43 students were suspended.
A very difficult action that he had to take, but he was there to protect the greater community, the college community. I think if we take these actions aggressively right out of the gate, I think you can tame the beast, control the beast, which is COVID-19, and I think you don't have to then play whack-a-mole. But there are going to be cases where if we're not complying with the rules, you may have to do these types of things. I hope this is more of a limited thing. I do think our college community writ large in our entire SUNY family, they want to be on campus. They want to do a reopening. They want to be there. So I do think with our aggressive actions, we can continue to have services but on campus. But if that does change, we will react immediately. But I don't think it's going to be a whack-a-mole like situation. If that is becomes of a bigger, broader situation across our system, we may have to take more dramatic, broad-scale actions.
Are any campuses, to your knowledge, at risk of approaching the 5% threshold for positive test cases that the governor set this week, wherein a campus would have to go fully remote for 2 weeks to get the spread under control?
Not that I'm aware of yet, and I'll give you the perfect example of why. I was at the University of Albany this week, and there was a student who ended up testing positive. She was the student wasn't feeling well. They immediately went to the health center. They immediately got tested. They found out it was a positive test. They went into isolation. They began the contact tracing process. I think because many of our students, even in the situation where they are symptomatic, they do the right thing immediately. That helps protect us against broad-scale spread. That student is a hero in my mind. They did the right thing. They were on top of things. So I think that has allowed us to limit the number of cases on our campus, but on our campuses across the system. But as of yet, I have not heard of any campus, nor have I seen any data to suggest anywhere approaching the state's threshold where you may have to pause on-campus activities.
Earlier in our conversation, you mentioned the mayor of Oneonta, Gary Herzig, who's mentioned in the announcement about the testing initiative. I'm wondering how you're managing the town-gown relationships with local communities, because we've heard in our reporting here that, a lot of local people are a little nervous about having the college students back, given the question about, gatherings and limiting the spread. They don't want to, have an uptick of cases in the community that's tied to off-campus parties, say.
Well, the real issue, Ian, is we are, the SUNY college family are part of the community. Many of our campuses have been in those in communities all across the state for decades, 50, 60 years, right? So we are the community. We want to be good community partners and good community citizens. That's why we're working with the mayor's office. We work with the local police department. We work with the local health department. So what I try to reinforce to folks that I've been talking to is not an us versus them situation. We are one community. We've been there a long time. Many of our students come from the community of which the school they go to. One third of the students in SUNY Plattsburgh are from that community, for instance, when they had that party situation. So I think it's really important to reinforce that this is a collective effort, that everybody has to play a part in this. SUNY campuses are important to the local economy. They're important to the local community fabric and cultural fabric of those communities. So I'll work doubly hard to make sure that I reinforce that. I think Mayor Herzig, for instance, has been an extraordinary partner in this process. We have talked several times already. He's going to meet with me. I'm going to Oneonta on Monday. We're going to meet with the president of Oneonta and the mayor. We're going to work out whatever issues that still may exist. So I think that relationship between the community and the college, especially SUNY colleges, have been really tight. The relationships have worked quite well. And my job is to reinforce that we are the community.
Last question for you on a different subject here. I think people outside of Albany or nearby maybe heard of you for the first time this year because you were alongside Governor Cuomo in his daily coronavirus briefings and working on that response. Are you no longer involved in that coronavirus response in the governor's inner circle now that you have this new position, or what's your role going to be?
I have a pretty busy job right now, Ian, so I want to focus on being chancellor. I will still continue to help the state, especially when it comes to education issues, because I think that's important for what my job is. But I think on the coronavirus task force, the entire state is chipped in. It was an all-hands-on-deck situation for the entire state. We had an outpouring of support and expertise coming in all across the state. By the way, our SUNY campuses were a major part of the coronavirus task force. You may not have heard of them, but SUNY Upstate Medical, for instance, provided a lot of data analytics for the state. So I think in that respect, I will still be helpful, but this is a pretty busy job, Ian. I've already been all across the state, even in 4 days, and I'm going to make sure my focus is going to be on reopening our colleges, campuses safely, and giving our students a chance to really thrive on campus this year.
You said you're going to Oneonta Monday. Do you know where your tour will take you after that?
I don't know. I might. You have to stay tuned and stay posted. I'm going to be everywhere, though, and we'll let you know. But I plan on getting out on the road. What I really want to do is go out and go meet our different campus constituencies. I want to listen to what they have, their needs are, and what their vision is for the SUNY system. I want to talk with our faculty. I want to talk with our students. I want to talk with our support staff and our professional staff. So I'm going to go out. I'm going to go listen. I'm going to go help respond. But I'm going to be out there quite a bit over the next couple of years.
That's the new chancellor of the SUNY system, Jim Mellitus. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks a lot, Ian.